These gentle rolling waves once carried African slaves from Lisbon to the New World. A memorial recognizing Portugal's role in the colonial slave trade will be erected in a grassy square steps away. The memorial was approved in a public vote, but controversy about the country's history of colonization and slavery still continues. Descendants from former colonies like Angola and Mozambique say up until now, they have been denied a place in Portugal's history. Beatriz Gomes Dias is the president of JAS, the anti-racism association that proposed the slavery memorial.
Sometimes I remember me being a child and living in Lisbon and having no references, looking at the majority of Portuguese people and not being like them and not having a place for me and for people like me.
Her group wants to honor slaves she says are often portrayed in Portuguese history as no more than goods for trade. Politicians here often claim Portugal is one of the least racist countries in Europe. But Dias says many black Portuguese don't agree.
Black Portuguese are not recognized as Portuguese because they're always relating black Portuguese to the countries in Africa that were occupied by Portugal.
Dias is also a critic of the other historic project planned for Lisbon, the tentatively named Museum of Discoveries, which would tell the story of the amazing voyages of exploration carried out by the Portuguese navigators who first charted routes around Africa, India, and South America. Dias and other critics say the museum's theme would whitewash the violence of Portugal's colonial history. But in turn, the supporters of the museum accuse their detractors of denying the triumphs of Portuguese explorers.
In Portugal, there are some people who try to defend that slavery was almost an invention of the Portuguese. It is a wrong idea.
That's Renato Epifanio, the president of the International Lusophone Movement, which promotes Portuguese language and culture around the world.
All other issues, like scientific discoveries, cultural relationships, they not exist. Only the question of slavery. For us, it is profoundly wrong.
At his office in Lisbon's Independence Palace, he says the slavery memorial and the Museum of Discoveries would complement each other in the right context. But that context doesn't exist in Portugal, according to anthropologist Bruno Sena Martens.
Portugal, as a self-representation in which the violent history of colonialism is not part of it.
Martens lectures at Portuguese high schools about slavery and colonial violence. He says there's a clear resistance to talking about slavery, and the official history curriculum downplays the subject.
Their argument is that if we are going back to this colonial past and to this racist history, we are only hurting Portugal. And ignoring racism or colonial history is to accept the continuing violence of racism in our society.
Fernando?
Yes?
Hi.
How are you?
Thank you very much.
Please come in.
This is not a new debate for Portugal. Fernando Rosas, a historian and former parliamentarian, says the difference today is that researchers of African descent are changing how Portugal talks about its past. That's why he says the museum will need a different name.
Discovery Museum. We didn't discover anything because people was there. And the people that was there discovered also the Portuguese. The right name is a Museum of Colonialism because it is about that that we are speaking.
Dias and her group are still looking for an Afro-descendant artist to design the slavery memorial. But when the monument is unveiled next year, Rosa says it will be a milestone in the fight between Portugal's past and its future. Jake Saganaro, DW, Lisbon.